If reality is getting you down, there are a growing number of alternatives. High-end virtual reality headsets start hitting the market later this month.
Or if you don't want to forego real life altogether, you might try something called augmented reality. It gives you a little more reality with your unreality.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, you're not alone. NPR's Laura Seidel explains from the South by Southwest conference in Austin.
There are dozens of ways to leave reality behind this year in Austin, but don't include imbibing anything. At a big ballroom in the Hilton Hotel, South by Southwest attendees line up to try a variety of virtual reality experiences. All around me here are people with big, thick goggles on, moving their heads around while smiling, laughing, sighing, gasping. Virtual reality, or VR headsets, set you right in the center of an often eerily real-looking 3D world. Here I am thinking I'm sitting on a New York rooftop watching a modern dancer.
She's smiling at you. She's up close, right where your nose is. It is the strangest experience to feel like somebody is really looking you in the eye while they're dancing. It's incredibly seductive.
The immersive quality of virtual reality has got filmmakers, musicians, game designers, marketing firms intrigued with its possibilities. Haley Pappas is with Riot, which uses all kinds of media to get people engaged in charities and causes.
It's perhaps one of the only times when we're not distracted, where you're not looking at your phone or clicking on other tabs. You're literally consumed with the story that's being told around you.
I can promise you, it's really hard to look at your phone while you're wearing VR goggles. But you could check your phone when wearing augmented reality glasses.
Augmented reality just adds things to the world you're already seeing and experiencing.
It adds things, says Trode Sangberg, part of a team at Sony that's working on an augmented reality headset. He takes out what looks almost like a pair of regular glasses with clear lenses that I can see through.
I'd love to try it. Could I give it a shot? Yeah, let's.
Sandberg has the glasses attached to his phone, and he's able to send me a little game. I see green ghosts flying around the room.
Oh, so I'm supposed to, like, look at the
ghost.
I see. Yeah, but I am here in the world.
The real world.
Augmented reality isn't really going to find its first audience among gamers who love VR. Augmented reality is good in situations where you need to see the real world. Say, emergency responders who must do a sonogram on someone at a crash site.
So they would still have an ultrasound scanner in their hand, but the imagery would be in front of their eyes while they're still looking at what they're doing with their hands.
Augmented reality glasses are already being used by companies like Lockheed, which has engineers put them on to see the names of engine parts while they work. But if augmented reality glasses sound vaguely familiar, there could be a reason.
Hold on a second. What the f*** have you all got on your faces?
Google Glass.
Google what?
Google Glass.
That's part of a spoof from The Daily Show with reporter Jason Jones. Google Glass was a version of augmented reality that spooked consumers because it could surreptitiously take pictures. But Sony, Microsoft, Google, and others are still at work on it. And last year, investors poured $800 million into the augmented reality company Magic Leap. But most experts think it's likely to be 5 to 10 years before augmented reality will reach regular consumers. Though virtual reality glasses will hit the market this year, they're likely to be expensive, which means most of us will be staying put in the real world for now. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Austin, Texas.